And welcome back. You're watching Press TV World News. Now, Kurdish Peshmerga fighters say they're marching closer to Iraq's second largest city of Mosul. The fighters are moving towards ISIL's military base in Tal Afar, west of Mosul. Iraqi officials have confirmed that the Peshmerga have made significant gains against ISIL terrorists a day after breaking a months-long siege around the Sinjar Mountains. Now, the Kurds say they've retaken a string of villages and the strategic town of Zumar to open up the corridor to Mount Sinjar. Now, thousands of members of the Izadi minority were trapped in the mountains since the ISIL captured the area back in August.
The Kurdish Peshmerga forces have regained control over two strategic areas of Tal Afar Mountain and Zumar after fierce battles with ISIL Takfiri terrorists. Reports say militants were seen fleeing towards Syria. ISIL terrorists are now trying to strengthen their presence in the city of Mosul after the latest advancement by the Peshmerga forces. ISIL militants are tightening their control over the entrances of the city, setting up checkpoints to inspect vehicles and check the identities of their owners. The terrorists are keen through these measures to control the situation inside the city.
ISIL started defending itself rather than attacking, and this is due to the advances and achievements of Iraqi troops and Peshmerga forces. We are witnessing advances in the north.
In Tikrit, government forces conducted a successful military operation and killed 16 terrorists. The Iraqi army forces also clashed with ISIL militants in Shihabi area out of Tikrit and killed scores of militants.
The Iraqi army, in cooperation with the Peshmerga forces, is now engaging ISIL in clashes on many fronts. The advances in Zumar are the result of days of confrontations and planning. After this achievement, I think Iraqi forces will clean Salahuddin completely and then concentrate on Anbar province.
Meanwhile, Iraqi officials announced that recent US-led air raids killed the three senior ISIL leaders, including the right hand of Ibrahim Samurai, the self-proclaimed ISIL leader. It seems that ISIL is trying to strengthen its presence in Mosul and Anbar after it was defeated in Zumar and Tal Afar. Analysts say the group is now shaky after it was announced that some of its prominent leaders were killed. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.